This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. So Moby wrote a book.
Moby did, huh?
Yeah. I don't have the title of it here.
Moby.
Moby, you know, the electronic musician.
The Moby. 90s twerp.
Yeah. He's like 53 now or something. Early 50s.
Like name one song.
Oh, I can't. Moby. There's one song that was a hit. I can't think of the name of it.
Right, though. But name it.
I can't.
I can't either. Mm.
There's a song we played here, Moby.
I think he's done a few books, but would it be called Then It Fell Apart, book by Moby?
Maybe. It doesn't say what the name of it is, but it looks like it's a newer, it's whatever the new book is.
It says originally published May 2nd.
Oh, of this year? Then that's the one.
Okay.
In this new book, he says he had a romantic fling with Natalie Portman.
Oh.
She says, no, you didn't.
Oh, no.
Well, it sounds like they did hang out. But
maybe in his mind.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that. There's a significant age difference,
yes,
isn't there?
There is.
But as far as, like, he benefits from having been with her, and she looks bad having been with him.
At least knows that he was. He calls himself, I was a bald binge drinker, and Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star, but there she was in my dressing room flirting with me.
Mm. Oh, well, flirting, big deal.
He's 53 and she's 37.
Yeah, so they're saying, he says she was 20. She says, I had just turned 18. Mm. So here's what he says. He basically says she was hanging, we were hanging out together. But the relationship ended when she called him to say, I met somebody else. And he said he was relieved that he'd never have to tell her how damaged he was.
Hmm.
Her version is a little different. She said, he says I was 20. I definitely wasn't. I was a teenager. I had just turned 18. We only hung out a handful of times before I realized that this was an older man who was interested in me in a way that felt inappropriate. Even at the time, I realized he was a much older man being creepy with me.
Oh.
She also says she's very disturbed that he's using this story to sell books. Hmm. That's disturbing. So if you're into Moby, I mean, so many people are. He's got a new book out. And,
I looked up
Natalie
his
Portman
songs.
Is.
Porcelain apparently is his big hit. I don't remember any of the songs' titles.
I want to say he did one with like Gwen Stefani or something. That's the one I know. If I know one at all.
Yeah, I don't.
Let me see. Hold on. How do I find out if there's any Moby in here?
We got a bunch of them, actually.
We do?
Yeah, we do. Let me look it up. Hold on. Right. I just looked it up a second ago. In our library, we have...
Do we have Porcelain? Moby.
Yes, we do.
Let's see that.
You want to look it up, sure? Never mind.
Oh, how do I do it?
There's a keyboard on your on your white orbit.
Got it. There, over here, you type white
in,
orbit.
You type in Porcelain and Moby.
I'll just type in Moby, and then I'll have all the songs, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You should.
Oops. I can't type.
I could play it right off my pad, but I don't know if they're...
Yeah,
all right, so let's see here. Moby.
Yeah, I got it. Here it is.
No, I'm going to play it right now.
Here it is.
South Side, that's the one I know.
Okay, I recognize that.
I don't remember when we played this. Like, I don't see a date on this or anything, but...
I kind of recognize the hook, but that whole verse...
I know.
I feel like, did they edit the verse out?
Maybe. Maybe they only went for, like, the Gwen Stefani stuff or something. Hmm. I don't know. Are you playing that right out of our library?
I'm not.
Oh, just randomly off of them.
That was Porcelain, 1999.
99?
When that came out.
Holy crap. So that was years ago. All right. So anyway, Moby. Moby wrote a book for those of you who care.
And he says he got.
Yeah, he says he had a relationship with Natalie Portman. It sounds like one time she was in his dressing room for a minute.
Well, so you don't think they did it?
I don't think they did it. But right. Only because even the way she refers to him is like I could tell that he was like a creepy older dude who had inappropriate thoughts about me. Inappropriate.
All right.
Seems like just yesterday, Justin Bieber was peeing in buckets and egging his neighbors and just being a general douchebag. Somewhere along the line, though, it's the whole finding God and growing up and figuring things out. So now he's releasing this fall an all-natural plant-based deodorant called Here and Now. I don't know if it'll work, but it
won't work. I've tried all of the other deodorants.
So true.
Every single one of them. And on top of the fact that they don't keep you from smelling, you get this sticky, soupy, weird thing happening under your arm. Like, I am not for testing on animals. Yeah. I'm against it in every way. And yet, you got to do better than that if you expect someone to walk out into the world with that between your skin and your shirt. You got to do better.
Yeah, agreed.
I've tried all the Toms.
Yeah.
There's something.
I go for the ones with all the chemicals in them. I'm all about Ban roll-on. I don't sweat. I don't smell. And it stays on.
You've been a Ban guy for a long time.
Because it just never lets me down. It never lets me down. It's not even there, you know? It's just, yeah. People are like, roll-on, it's not even waving your hand. No, you put it on right when you get out of the shower. By the time you put clothes on, it's already gone. Doesn't get on your clothes. It's freaking great. And it probably is going to give me dementia. It's the...
Don't joke like that.
That's what they say. Base. The aluminum. I'm like, you know what?
I only use the deodorant, which doesn't have aluminum in it. But and that's even
it's
the good
ones. More expensive.
Even the good ones are a little sticky when you start. And you got to
wait. And you still sweat.
I don't get that sweaty. But the antiperspirants, I try to find the ones with the lowest aluminum content.
Yeah.
And they're like 15%, 14%.
I don't even know what they are. I know is Ban works.
I have one in the office. Let me go grab it.
The Old Spice ones that I was using for a minute there, they're like 20%.
Yeah.
So I've had to pull off those. Like, all right, I don't need it. I just don't want it to be sticky.
I wonder if... I'm more prone to having the aluminium enter my bloodstream because I shave my armpits. If you've got full hair under your arms, there's no open.
Okay, so this is
follicles.
This is just deodorant, so it probably
aluminum in it.
I use a couple of different deodorants, but I use that. I use that as my extra here at the office.
Oh.
When I'm having a long day or need to go do an appearance or something like that, I have to reapply.
Because
I normally use Secret in the morning, but if I have to reapply, I use that. Or if I'm wearing something sleeveless, then I use that because you're not going to see the white crust.
This is one of those all-natural ones, too. It's made with coconut oil, so it's hardly got anything bad in it.
What's it called?
But I would guess it's called Kopari.
Kopari. And that, honestly, was not
like
cheap.
Kopari.
It's like $14.
No, they're more expensive. Yeah. The natural ones are more expensive and then often don't work.
Right. If they were more expensive and they worked, I'd be totally down.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come through with a breakthrough.
So who is Justin partnering with to do this deodorant?
You know, they don't say the name of the company, but I guess if you look up Here and Now, maybe the company name will pop up. Here and like a plus sign now. It's vegan, cruelty-free. Supposedly, Justin's wife Haley's influenced him to switch to more natural products. So it's good for the environment, and it's good for you.
I know this sounds, and people are going to be like, get off the deodorant already, but it really is an interesting thing that some people, my brother, my Jan, I'm talking about.
Jan.
Just recently, he was at my place. What was the visit for? I don't know. I forget when he was here for, but anyway.
To pick up your mom and drive her back down.
Yes. So he was recently here, and I was like, hey, listen, if you need anything, we've got extra deodorants. And he goes, oh, I don't use that. And I'm like, you, the stinkiest guy I know.
Does he smell?
He's a garage jockey. He spends all his time.
And he doesn't wear deodorant?
He doesn't need it.
You couldn't smell him?
No. He goes, I don't need that stuff. I mean, I'll put it on if I have some important thing. Mm. I'll wear some to your wedding just in case. But he doesn't use it. And I'm like, you, of all freaking people?
Funny.
A dude who goes into the garage, cracks his first beer at 10 in the morning, and never leaves the garage the whole day. Doesn't wear deodorant.
Maybe aluminum in the can. That...
I don't know. It's crazy, but he's that guy. He doesn't need it.
You know, I've met people who say that they don't need deodorant, and I go, yeah, you do.
No, I know, but he doesn't need it.
You haven't smelled it.
And I dated a girl who didn't use it at all, and she didn't.
Which girl?
Karen, never smelled. Mm. Never smelled, never used it. Mm. Not once. I used to just...
Man, I stink if I don't use it.
That.
If I forget to put it on, it's a freaking problem.
And my current... Christina has to have it.
Yeah. Her nickname was Stinky.
Yeah. And she's someone who, for whatever reason, she was just traveling on business. And one of the very first texts I get is, I forgot my deodorant. I got to stop at some place in the airport. What is your deal with forgetting deodorant? Secret.
Oh. Mm. Is Secret an antiperspirant or does it is?
Yes. Mm. So that one has aluminum
you do
in
use
it.
I use Secret, yeah. And so
and
does
that
John.
Has aluminum in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the Justin Bieber thing is made deodorant maker Schmitz, which I've never heard of.
No,
but I see they have several products out there. Wood, natural, mineral enriched, charcoal.
Oh, charcoal! Mm. It's like a charcoal filter for your underarm.
There are some Secret versions that don't have
that are just deodorant.
Oh. Just deodorant.
Yeah,
aluminum free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those won't.
They don't.
So
work.
the white ones, the sort of chalky ones, those are the ones with the aluminum, and those are the antiperspirants. The gel looking, colored ones.
They just cover
those
deodorant.
Are just deodorant, and those are the ones that don't have the aluminum.
Right.
I know too much about this.
Yeah, I just can't. I nothing else works for me. Like deodorants, I start to smell and I get sweaty. I'm like, forget it. The hell with my mental health later.
So when are they projecting his deodorant?
This fall.
Oh.
So maybe we'll all test drive it, see how it does.
I don't know. We're public people. We can't be stinky.
Yeah.
We could blame it on Justin Bieber. We'd be like, yes, I know I stink. It's Justin Bieber's fault.
Smell me.
Nothing like
I don't want people to go.
Pits.
I met that guy. He stinks.
Uh-huh.
Well, God knows.
Most of us don't.
Most of us don't stink?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of us don't.
What does that mean?
I think y'all know what that means.
Mm. I'm still trying to figure it out.
No, you're not. You're not. You already know. Anyway, sometimes we have to take pictures with people.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone slings their arms around everybody else. And, man, it is such a bummer when someone either, A, has too much, like, cologne on, and now I'm wearing you. Mm-hmm. All that, and also when they don't have anything on or something that's not effective. And I'm still wearing you, but you've nuked my shoulder.
The shoulder nuke is awful.
The shoulder nuke is freaking horrible. It's like, oh, my God. I keep smelling BO. What is that? Oh, my God. It's my shoulder. It's from that picture I took earlier. Oh, God. At least if you don't wear any deodorant, you know, don't sling your arms around people. Just stand there with your arms by your side, you know.
You can pull. Vinny does that sometimes.
Yep. Just stand with your arms straight by your sides.
I have go-to people I try to get near when photos are happening, though, because I know that I'll be okay.
Well, I'm not going to nuke you.
Who's your
go-to? I know you're not going to nuke me. We always try to stand next to each other, but sometimes people want to be between us, so it's hard.
True.
Yeah.
You don't need to ask. You already know.
Am I your go-to?
He stands between me and you
all the time.
Oh. All you have to do is go on the Alice 973 Instagram and look at all the pictures.
I do feel Vinny kind of smelling me sometimes. I'm like, it's okay.
Well, you always have nice, like, fragrances on or whatever. You know, you actually wear it. I've never noticed you heavily perfuming, but you always have a nice scent.
Thank you.
Sure. Speaking of nice scents, I'll just quickly add this in. Cher has a new fragrance on the way.
Oh.
It is not a perfume or a cologne. It's genderless. It's for everyone.
Oh.
She says, this is a genderless scent. I made it for people who love perfume and want to smell good and for people who
feel
it's part of who they are.
Calvin Klein beat her to that 20 years ago.
Mm. Well, she's bringing it back.
Do you remember that? It was CK1.
Yeah.
Oh. I still got that.
Oh, yeah? You like
you use that?
I don't. I mean, I liked it when I was younger, and my nephew gave it to me for Christmas, this past Christmas.
You've been using it?
I've used it once or twice for an event. You know, if I get dressed up and I'm like a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll smell that at Vinny's wedding?
Probably, yes. Mm. Or some Chanel number 5.
If you, in case anyone cares what it smells like, half of these things, I don't even know what they are. It contains notes of vanilla, which is always nice. Bergamot. What? Neroli. Jasmine. Nice. And vetiver.
What? No one knows. Hippie-ish.
Right. As long as it doesn't have patchouli in it, I'm fine.
Oh, God.
Cher turned 73 on Monday, and she's just announced. This is her first fragrance I guess she had a fragrance called Uninhibited in 1987. This is her first one since 1987.
Well, Cher's coming to Chase in November, if you're interested.
Anybody? What's coming up, Vin? Oh, really? Oh, Vin's going to go to see Cher. Oh, that seems so exciting.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Today is also goth day. What? Jane, heads up.
Goth day?
Today's goth day.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and Harvey Milk day.
Yes.
So look at the Alice 973 Instagram because the kids, our interns, are they're trying to figure out like a cute post. It's obviously it'll have to have some Jane in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're have a resident.
Well, look at Jane's Instagram. She was gothy as goth. She was fully gothed out as she interviewed some kid in her office yesterday. Oh. Like a million posts, and she was wearing black knee high socks.
Oh shucks, where's my phone?
A black outfit.
I never noticed what she's wearing.
Well, you can't
also just
help
black
it
top
this...
to bottom. You have to like see her in the light and you know be able to make out the different pieces.
Anyway, check her Instagram for Goth Day. That's one way to celebrate.
Sure, just look at her Instagram or you know go goth yourself today. Why the hell not?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the May sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. Unfortunately, the Sharks lost last night.
Oh, great season, Sharks.
So they're totally out
they're
now?
They're out. It's out. Uh-huh. So the NHL finals are set. It's the St. Louis Blues and your Boston Bruins, Sarah.
Thank you.
So there's that. Also, Toronto won last night, extending the Eastern Conference Finals, which is what we want. We want both of these teams to savage each other. We want them to play a full 7 games, and whatever's left of the winner, we hope to take on and play.
Not that we need that.
Our very best. We just want that. Our very best effort in the finals later this month.
Yeah.
All right.
They're still on the tickets now, too, for games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
If you want them.
Here's what's happening. This is light and airy.
Oh.
This is a light and
airy. I like light and airy. Let's keep it light and airy.
Well, we can't keep it that way because a man's penis was cut off.
Oh,
but that's, that's we're not starting.
Well, that's not light and airy.
We're not starting there. We're starting here.
Okay.
All right.
The signature snack food for every state.
All right.
All right, so what would California be? The signature snack.
It's got to be edamame.
Avocado toast.
Okay.
No?
No, I'm saying okay. I could. There's things you say. I'm like okay.
Almonds.
Almonds. Yeah, we do grow all the almonds here.
I eat a lot of almonds too. I would go with that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I tell you the signature snack food, and by the way. this is one of those things on BuzzFeed where it's a slideshow or you have to flip.
Yes.
Flip.
Yeah, it's a drag.
Where I find myself, though, here in California, the signature snack food, no offense.
Listen, it's a huge state, though, so it's going to be some cruddy thing from the Central Valley.
No, it's not. See's Candy.
Oh.
Oh.
Famous for its assorted chocolates and chews, it's a California institution. It's practically, this is what they write, it's practically a faux pas to visit the state without bringing home a box of See's candies.
Yeah, Ghirardelli's a little upset right now.
Interesting. Well, See's Candy is headquartered in South San Francisco, right on El Camino. Mm-hmm.
You know what I like about it's a really big, yeah, it's a big like, warehouse
factory.
Looking. Yeah. Yeah.
I love See's, and every time I go up to the mall, you know, they give you a free piece.
The samples.
I just go in, I'll be like, well, what do you got? It's, you know, it's actually true. I probably snack on that more than I snack on avocado toast. Yeah, See's Candy.
See's is delicious. Can't go wrong with See's.
Native Californian here. I would never have come up with that answer. Yeah. Not in a million. Like
I don't consider chocolate to be a snack.
We'd be
either.
Sitting here until the evening hours and you'd still be going, nope, guess again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
In-N-Out Burger?
See's, I'm telling you, it wouldn't have occurred to me. I mean,
Rubio's
you'd have
fish tacos.
The hint. Well, even so, I grew up down south. I would have guessed an orange before I would have guessed See's candies.
Interesting.
And the orange fields or crops are gone, but still, okay, See's fine. As you scroll the list, Arizona, the prickly pear cactus candy, is theirs.
Well, that's all they've got. So,
Arkansas claims to have invented fried dill pickles.
Oh, those are good.
It is?
Yes. I've had, you know where they have those at the counter?
Oh, the counter burger
where
place.
Where you make your own burger kind of thing. Uh-huh. Get the fried, the little discs, they deep fry them. They're delicious.
I would have thought that was born in one of the, not carnivals, the county fairs or something. Like Texas or
where
something.
They'll deep fry anything.
Yeah.
Now, the deep fried pickles are decent.
Maine, do you know of something called whoopie pies?
Oh, sure.
You
whoopie
do?
Pies, yeah.
Is it like chocolate and marshmallow in between?
You know, what I'm thinking of, they're like a cakey outside, but the whole thing is covered in chocolate. It has like a marshmallow middle.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But they have moon pies, too, which I actually prefer.
Fried cheese curds for Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
Saltwater taffy for New Jersey. Chips and salsa for Texas.
Oh.
Jell-O for Utah.
Really?
Crack
Jell-O.
Seed for Hawaii.
What's crack seed?
You know, I've told you guys this story before.
Shave ice.
And I'll spare you the whole length of it. But they often put these seeds in their mouth when they drink beer.
Oh.
So it's sort of a...
like a little spicy flavor?
It's almost like you'd cram a lime into a Corona.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes who were working at the hotel room I had when there was
you've said that before, yeah.
These dudes were chewing these seeds and drinking their Budweiser. And that's
does it stimulate crack the alcohol
seed.
Or something?
I don't know, but
what town is that again? I mean,
Hawaii.
Okay.
It says originated in China. Crack seed are basically preserved fruits that have been cracked or split with the seed or kernel partially exposed as a flavor enhancement.
From salty to sweet.
Huh.
Okay.
I'll try that.
Yeah. Hell, I'll try anything.
Yeah, you
almost,
will.
Almost anything. Bryn is way more experimental.
Anyway, this is on BuzzFeed if you want to take a look. If there's a state you're dying for me to get to, I can't get to them all. But there's a ton of snack. I just was like, See's Candy.
Mm. I'll bet
California.
I'll bet you St. Missouri's Toasted Ravioli.
Missouri?
Yeah. Look up Missouri and Massachusetts.
All right.
I want to see those, selfishly.
Massachusetts, the Hoodsie Cup. Is a small wax paper cup filled with delicious pairing of chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
I've had a Hoodsie.
A Hoodsie cup?
Yeah.
And you like it. You love it.
No.
It's incredible.
They're fine. Just seems like a regular ice cream.
Missouri. Toasted or fried ravioli.
I knew it. That they just hang their hat on that and that awful pizza they have too.
Was first made popular in St. Louis. It's popular?
It is popular with Missourians. Okay. It is, or Missourians, or miseries.
Oh, Hootsie cups. They're just like the Sunday cups.
Yeah, they're just little
cups that, like, they come in a strawberry, well, vanilla with the strawberry lining or the chocolate.
Yeah, you sort of lining. I don't even think I didn't
like
realize they were Massachusetts things.
Wood.
Yeah, a little wooden spoon. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those wooden spoons.
Yeah, I'll put up with it.
I don't like the taste.
Okay. This is wood.
I know. I don't want to taste wood.
There's a 44-year-old guy named Tan Nan.
Oh, Tan Nan.
Tan Nan in Hunan, in southern China.
Okay.
Recently, he went out drinking, and he went big. He got ripped.
Oh.
He got wasted.
Mm.
He blacked out.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't remember how his penis came off.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, this is a terrible story.
He woke up in the morning after drinking heavily
found
that his man area was missing. He was so drunk, he didn't notice that someone had chopped it off.
Chopped it. So he was bleeding out. Man. What did you die bleeding out?
The good news for him was that
it was
right next to him.
Oh.
So whoever had chopped it off had left it right there.
Will it ever work again, though?
He rushed himself.
Bet he did. Get this right to the authorities.
Upon waking up and realizing that he was missing part of himself and then finding it laying next to him.
Oh my gosh.
He rushed himself to the hospital with the part.
Come in the door shaking and, hey, look, put this back on.
After 7 hours of surgery, they were able to reattach it and get it working again.
Oh.
He says he has no idea who did that to him or why they did it.
This is when you decide to stop drinking. When you've woken up with no penis.
Yeah, how many incidents leading up to this one were there, like, that were clear indicators it was time to stop?
Mm-hmm.
That's what alcoholics do, though.
It's not until you lose your penis, though, that things start to get really serious.
Let me try just one more time. I think I can make this work.
Right. I'll just stop after, like, 3 beers. I can just drink when I'm thirsty. I'll just put it back down.
The water method, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The water method really works. I've been using that for years now. Fantastic.
Coconut water. You love it?
No.
Not everyone does. A writer named Tony Poznanski has been in a Twitter battle with coconut water brand Vita Coco for the past week or so.
Oh, what are they arguing?
Because he doesn't
about?
Like their water.
Oh.
He doesn't like it.
Well,
he's
then
not
drink
into
it,
it
then.
Yeah, then, right. What's the, why get in a battle? Just pick something else. How about just plain water?
Vita Coco or Vita Coco offered to send him some free coconut water to change his mind. And he tweeted, quote, bleep that. I'd rather drink your social media person's urine than your coconut water. So Vita Coco obliged.
They sent it to him.
An hour later, they tweeted a picture of a female employee in the bathroom holding a jar of urine.
That's stupid.
It's a Twitter battle. This is what's going on Twitter, everyone.
Yeah, this is what we've come to.
They said.
Yeah, Vita Coco, bad move.
Here's your stuff.
Yeah. It's not...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So
you say it outside of Twitter, and it makes zero sense. Mm-hmm. I'm sure on Twitter, in the Twitter
sphere,
it makes everyone's all,
Right.
Yeah. Way to get
like
him.
I've been following this all day. This is so interesting.
Mob mentality thing going on.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Speaking of drinks, because we were.
And we love to.
Coca-Cola is bringing new Coke back.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Are people clamoring for that?
No. In fact, if you remember, and I wasn't... I mean, I like a Coke. I'll have a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I don't drink them daily, and it's a splurge at dinner, I guess. Yeah.
I'm
going to
have
a
Diet Coke, but
I'll
never
ask for
a
Coke. And
I'll
even go... Because they'll come back and go, you want a refill of that? And I go,
yeah.
I had my one. I'm good. But anyway, when new Coke came out, if you weren't around for it, the world lost its ever... bleeping mind, and Coke had to backtrack quickly.
Coke planned that whole thing. That was
did?
One of the greatest promotional. They made it classic Coke. They brought it back. They say that soda sales, not just for Coca-Cola, but for all colas, went through the effing roof when people thought they were going to lose Coca-Cola.
Coke redid its formula in 1985 and called it New Coke, and it was a flop. And they went back to the old formula within months.
Mm. After selling out of all the old Coke everywhere on Earth, then they brought it back and people rejoiced and they called it Classic Coke.
You think they planned that?
100%.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't just change your formula and not have the other formula anymore and then bring it back and now suddenly it's a classic. No, they say that that was like the biggest deal for not just for Coke, but for all sodas at the time.
Well, but it wouldn't be the first time that someone, you know, had to backtrack on some great big plan that just flopped.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I
seriously.
If you're saying a marketer did that, that marketer should be, that's genius.
Maybe they are. Maybe it was Don Draper.
And it's the guy who should be retired now, or woman retired now, worth hundreds of millions,
maybe,
right?
Maybe they are. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, New Coke is coming back, but it's in this case, it is a marketing stunt.
Well,
it's for the next season of Stranger Things.
Right.
Oh, because they were rolling it out at that. That's hilarious.
That comes out in July, and it's set in 1985, mm-hmm. the year New Coke came out.
So funny. So when is New Coke coming back out?
They say they had to dig deep into their vault.
Oh, really? Did they?
To find the can design and recipe.
Really?
Uh-huh.
They couldn't just look that up anywhere. Google
okay.
it.
Okay. iPad? No. Siri?
Hey, Siri, how's it going?
No.
Up,
no,
girl.
The answer's no.
No, really, I really want to talk to you right now.
New
right
Coke?
Now.
New Coke, yes. Stranger Things, yes.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola even admitted they can't believe they're bringing back New Coke.
Why not? Let's try it again. I wouldn't buy. I don't even remember what it tasted like.
It had a funky something. Is yeah. it the sweetener or something, Vinny, that made it different?
Something I don't remember it. Anything about the taste. I never
I don't
went
either.
For one versus mm-hmm. the other. I have no.
Right.
That was at 85. I wanted beer, please.
Oh, boy.
Beer.
You were just a kid.
I know.
So they're saying Stranger Things starts July 4th.
Oh,
and then
really?
To commemorate, they're doing this tie-in, as Vinny said. They're going to sell 500,000 cans of New Coke as a Stranger Things tie-in.
That's not very many.
They'll go on sale Thursday, May 23rd.
Oh, my God. I might have to go buy a six-pack.
You know what I remember being the big beverage release at that time in my life?
I'll guess. Zima.
No.
Oh. God, is it a soda like Sprite
no.
instead of 7-Up?
It was Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh.
If we were kids and we're like, it's cold filtered, man. It's great.
Whatever the hell that means.
That was the big beverage release. We right. went from our yellow can Coors to Miller Genuine Draft for a few minutes.
Mm.
I feel like I was gonna say water coolers, wine coolers.
Wine coolers
oh,
were big,
big bottles
but I didn't
oh,
yeah. drink those. That was what Darcy
well,
drank.
You drink
the
them one time
drink.
And then you barf. I don't think I ever drank wine coolers without throwing up.
Mm.
They just
never.
I don't think so. They're just so sweet and just you always felt so crappy the next day.
Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
We beg of you.
We'll wait for you to pull over.
Yeah.
A lot of people wrote in about the deodorants saying you need to detox yourself first for 2 weeks to a month when you switch to natural deodorant. Mm. My problem wasn't the smell because I could get through the morning without you guys and then the rest of the day stink. It's soupy under there.
Swampy.
It creates, I know what you mean. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It creates a thing.
It just never quite dries to a skin.
I'm going to meet people who go, oh, Vinny, it's nice to meet you. I've listened to your show.
Let me give you a hug. Oh, God, what's all over my arms?
And I'm going to have stuff going on under there.
Right.
I can't do it.
You do the alligator arm hug.
Oh, nice to meet
you. I'd rather just go with none and warn people.
Right. I don't have any deodorant.
I'm detoxing. Right. Stay 10 feet away.
Detoxing. It's funny.
I actually did that once, too, by the way. Actually, I did that a
without?
Bunch of times. No, detox, like actual from alcohol.
Yeah, it has to happen. I'm sure it happened a couple times before it stuck.
Vinny, you mean like socialism? This is from us talking about how in this area, the big tech companies have made it so that someone making $15 an hour is doomed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mean like socialism, but something has to happen, right?
Well, I don't know how they're going to have any lower level workers if no one can afford to live here and everyone's been forced out. Like, we need all the different walks of life. We need them.
Morning, slurp, slurp. Can you post a list of the Marvel movies in order? We could, or you could just go to Google and say Marvel movies in order. Like, the amount of letters you sent us, and I'm not saying don't text us. We want you to. 800-400-3697. But you could have sent less letters to Google and seen it. It would have popped right up.
Yep.
It'll pop there.
I mean, truly, Brad did post back when Avengers came out. What was that, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, so you could
search
it.
There's a whole thing at RadioAlice.com if you really want to go.
Yeah, forget Google. You can find everything at RadioAlice.com.
Mm-hmm. What a... Where is my head?
Well, you know, people do lean on Google, but we have to remember that, I mean, RadioAlice.com blows it away.
Come Durr. On.
Hello, George.
Brad and Ron, they work hard.
Oh, they're amazing.
Right. You're trying to think of a way to slam Ron right now, and you can't.
Yep, I was.
He already included Ron. He's in there. Yeah. He's part of the team.
Like Brad,
too bad
who?
For you.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what is coming up in the trash?
I'll start with the Billboard Hot 100. It's good news for me in there. Also, a bunch of different movies that I'm excited about have their trailers out today. Some final trailers, some first trailers, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.